Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back. You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. I almost said radio show. It's a podcast now. You can download us every Tuesday. We come on at 7 a.m. with a new one. The latest medical news of the week, plus great guests. And we have a sensational guest this week, as usual, Dr. Robert Greenberg, chairman of the board, founder of Second Sight Medical Products. They are getting a bionic eye. They have a bionic eye that helps restore sight for retinitis pigmentosa. And they're working on one for macular degeneration. You'll hear all about it. Stay tuned. But right now, let's talk. And by the way, next week's guest, equally good. That is the Mind Over Meds with Dr. Andy Weil. We've had a great set of guests, and we'll talk to you about them and let you know what show they are. 8:38 is obviously Andy Weil. 8:37, this show, Robert Greenberg. Tune in. And let's talk about the news of the week, wellness foreplay. What to do if you're in a non-monogamous sexual relationship and over 20. That's right, 10 to 12, you get the HPV vaccine. But now, more than half of American adults are infected with HPV. Does it help people who are in non-monogamous sexual relationships and adults already? The answer is yes, but we'll come back to that. Well Beyond Wellness segment, stroke hospitalizations rise 35% among younger U.S. adults. They're preventable. Why? Because almost always every stroke patient has two or three risk factors. Those are high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high LDL cholesterol, tobacco use, or are in the obese range of BMI. You can go and do your BMI calculation, put an accurate weight, an accurate height in inches. You want it under 30. If it's over 30, you're at risk for one of those stroke risks of ischemic strokes. And you need to get the other risk factors. Blood pressure, blood sugar, LDL cholesterol, tobacco, back to normal. Diabetes is thought even deadlier. Why am I doing this at the same time? Because type 2 diabetes deaths are preventable as well. The Wellness Foreplay segment, an hour of running adds 7 hours to your life, not 7 years. Each hour of running, you get a sevenfold benefit, and that's just the baseline benefit. Trans fat are tied to fewer heart attacks and strokes if you ban them. And we are getting them banned in the United States because the FDA has said they're not generally recognized as safe, which means those manufacturers have to get an exception to have them in our food after April, I think it is 18th, about a year from now, 2018. Why probiotics work and work for acne? It turns out rather than getting rid of the bad bacteria, you're not able to do it effectively. No antibiotic can do it really effectively. The key is to balance the bacteria, and it appears that probiotics have major benefits in that, and that's what helps you in controlling acne breakouts. And that's why acne breakouts get worse, because you don't balance them. You try and wipe out all the bad bacteria and you fail. Our key point segment is just that. Balancing bacteria is key. Andy Weil will be on in just about next week at this time to talk about Mind Over Meds. It's a wonderful book where he goes through each use of a drug. In other words, why do we have protein pump inhibitors, or why do we use them, or type 2 antihistamines, why do we use them? And it is for gastroesophageal reflux disease. He then goes through all the complications and problems you look for with the current drugs, but much more importantly, he goes through in this wonderful book called Mind Over Meds all the integrative and lifestyle treatments you can use to restore yourself. And that's our guest next week. Of course, this week, Dr. Robert Greenberg talking about the bionic eye. We'll also talk a little bit about, I might as well do it right now, the prior guests. 6:31, the war against germs. 6:32, Ron Powers. No one cares about crazy people. The story about his kids when they developed mental illness and what he did for them. It's really that book. That is, No One Cares About Crazy People, from Segment 832, an incredibly powerful book. Meredith Wadman talks about the vaccine race. Wonderful story about the HAEFWIC and HAEFWIC limit and about the role of the universities and of what I would call rogue physicians in developing science. It is a great page turner. Last week, or 834, was Lisa Eli's The Telomere Effect, from work with her and Elizabeth Blackburn on telomeres, that won the Nobel Prize. Elizabeth Wentz was 835, Hashimoto's Protocol. 836, Joseph Pizzarno, The Toxin Solution, Why We've Got So Many Toxins. And let's now talk about my favorite, of course, Gene Chatsky on 824 and 825, talking about aging and the role of financial stress in that. Skinny Liver was 822, 814, and 816. When you have them back twice, you know they're good. Charlie Hennekins on the toothpaste that saves your life. Let's go now to talk about the stories of this week. What to do if you're in non-monogamous sex relationships and you're over 20? Well, it turns out we don't know the answer. But 7.3% of Americans, that is, you normally clear, either through vaccine you prevent the HPV, or in the vast majority of people clear the HPV virus by themselves. But 7.3% of Americans aged 18 to 69 were affected orally. 43% had either vaginal or penile infections with HPV. Genital warts, cancers of the cervix, vagina, penis, anus, and throat are what they cause, and especially two bad strains. So if you're now over the age of 20 or even 26 and are now entering new sexual relationships, don't have the problem, get the shots, both men and women. It will prevent your development of the cancer over long periods of time. What if you're over, you're 70? We don't know whether you're going to get it in that fast, but I have this feeling that we're going to start to live a lot longer. Live a lot longer. And maybe even if you're 90, you should get the vaccination. Tough to persuade your doctor, probably. But I'm going to run through some questions. So, one, how is the human papillomavirus transmitted? There are 40 strains are transmitted through direct contact with infected skin or mucous membranes during vaginal, anal, and oral sex. Many sexually active people are exposed to the virus by their early 20s, indicating it is hardly only a risk for people who engage in promiscuous sex. How serious is the risk of cancer? Well, most HPV vaccine infections are destroyed by the immune system and cleared from your body within 2 years, but some strains, including HPV 16 and 18, which are the ones that cause cancer in the cervix, persist. More than 4,000 women die of cervical cancer each year. How effective is the virus? Is the vaccine, I'm sorry. It decreases vaccine-related cases by more than 33%. We consider that very effective. Who should get the vaccine? It's not 100%. There are two vaccines. Who should get the vaccines? It's approved up to the age of 26. I think it may be possible for older people who don't have the infections, don't have the virus, but who are re-engaging in sexual relations or engaging in sexual relations, to get the virus, to get the vaccine, and to get protection. Okay, well beyond wellness. Stroke hospitalizations rise 35% among the younger adults, that's 35 to 45, even more amongst they're increasing, but they're even more common among people over the age of 44. Almost everyone has three risk factors: blood sugar elevation, blood pressure elevation, LDL cholesterol elevation. They get exposed to either first or secondhand tobacco, including in marijuana smoking or other smoking. or they're obese, have a BMI over 29. If you're in one of those groups, get treatment for it. Stroke is devastating, and you can reduce the risk from 50% to 5% over a 10-year period just by getting your blood pressure and your LDL cholesterol treated. Go ahead and do it. It's really important. That's my plea in the Well Beyond Wellness segment today. Diabetes is even deadlier than thought. Yeah, type 2 diabetes is even deadlier than thought. It's estimated that four times as many people, 12% of deaths in the United States, are probably due to type 2 diabetes. But it is if you walk, if you lower your blood sugar, if you get your blood pressure treated, if you get your LDL cholesterol treated, and if you start doing things that lower your waist size, you can prevent dying from this disease, even prevent or reverse the disease. The Wellness Foreplay, an hour of running. Yeah, this is a really neat study from the Cooper Clinic where they looked at people who ran. And again, once you get above 2,000 met hours, that's running for 4 hours a week or any other combination of exercise that gets you 2,000 met hours, that's about where you get about a 25% reduction in all-cause mortality. You can get up to about a 35% if you do all four components of physical activity. You can read about them in the Age Proof book. We often go over it. I'm not going to go over it today, but there are four activities. Any activity, resistance training like weightlifting, those are the first two you should do. Third is cardiovascular, like running. Don't do the running before you do weightlifting because you tend to get injured. And the fourth one is jumping. Those four things, you do those in the right quantity, you get 8.1 years younger if you're a guy, 9 years younger than you're if a woman. To do the minimum takes about 4 hours a week to get the maximum benefit, and you get about 7 years younger. Trans fat bans, when we're banning trans fat, and they will be banned nationwide in 2018, but between 2007 and 2011, many counties in New York State, but not some others, banned trans fats in restaurants, bakeries, soup kitchens, parks, and other public places where food was served. What happened? There was a 6% decline in hospital admissions in the counties that banned it. So we think this is maybe even a bigger effect than we had thought. But this is an example of a well-planned public policy. You don't need trans fat in your food. You don't need it in a restaurant food. You don't need it at a ballpark. And if you have a public policy that bans it, you're less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. That's a good thing. Last story I want to cover for this section on podcast 837 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We are a passion show that tries to help you stay younger and take control of your health, is probiotics. Why do I advocate for probiotics for everyone, and why do I take them myself? Well, we don't really know why they work so well, but it turns out this is a study on acne. And when they looked at the genetics of acne, everyone has the bad bacteria on the skin. All the kids, even the adults. But the people who get acne are ones that don't also have the good bacteria. And what do probiotics do? Somehow they help you balance out good and bad bacteria so that the good bacteria apparently keep the bad bacteria in check. So reason to take those probiotics every day, apparently. That's the message of this study done out of the David Giffen School of Medicine at UCLA. When we come back with our interview, it's with Dr. Robert Greenberg, a superb ophthalmologist who is really doing what I call God's work. He's bringing, if you will, sight back to those with retinitis pigmentosa who couldn't see, and to those with macular degeneration and other forms of blindness. Now, he's not doing it totally out of an eleemosynary, although they've spent over $200 million developing this. He's at a public company that is a company that It has a is on the stock exchange, I think, Second Sight Incorporated. So you can read about that, but we're going to talk to him about the bionic eye and what's next in eyes, maybe in restoring smells and touch as well. Thanks for listening. Next week, remember, our guest is the great Andy Weil. He has written this sensational book. I can't tell you, I don't think the book gets the credit it deserves. The reviews are excellent, but the reviews don't do this justice. I'll tell you all about it next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeart. You can download our podcast every Tuesday starting at 7 a.m. Please do rate us. Thanks for listening.